Good morning, colleagues. Ooh, that sounds very loud. You're very welcome to Newry, very welcome to the 16th, I think it is, annual conference of SCOTENS. So it's terrific to have people here and other people drifting in still, so do come on in. You're all very welcome, new delegates and people who come every year. So we're delighted to be here, and without further ado, I'm Cathy Hall. I'm co-chair of SCOTENS. My colleague here, Noel Purdy, is the northern chair, and I'm the southern chair. And without further ado, I'm going to invite our local dignitary, Councillor Charlie Casey, to come and open the conference. But by way of a couple of small points about Charlie, I'm delighted to say, and he met him right now this minute, and I can tell you that he's former mayor of Newry and deputy mayor twice of Newry Mourne and Mourne District Council. He's very interested in all matters to do with education, so it's highly appropriate that we managed to have him here this morning to open the conference. He's been part of the local education authority, member of the Education Library Board, and on the board of governors of some three schools in the area here. So, Charlie, I'm delighted to welcome you to the podium and invite you to open the conference for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. I believe this is your first time ever in Newry to have your conference, that is. Delighted to have you here. And for those of you who haven't ever been in the Canal Court, one of Ireland's premier hotels, I suggest relax and enjoy it and come back again, because they're one of the best family hotels on the island of Ireland. Now, as the last speaker said, former mayor, former deputy mayor a couple of times, but that's all in the past. I'm just plain old Charlie now. If I could, by way of offering apology for our chair of council, he's actually in China at the moment on a trade delegation. Our vice chair, Councillor Roxanna McMahon, she's otherwise engaged. So I'm next in the packing order because I'm chair of the next largest committee. It falls to me to try and fill in for them, so you're stuck with me. But good afternoon, and on behalf of Newry Mourne and Down District Council, I'm delighted to welcome you all here to Newry and the Canal Court Hotel for the 16th SCOTENS annual conference. I struggled with that when I seen it. What's the proper pronunciation? Is it SCOTENS or SCOTENS? SCOTENS, anyway. The SCOTENS conference is a key fixture in the education calendar on the island of Ireland, and I'm delighted that our wonderful district is the chosen venue. It's fantastic to see so many key educators here today to discuss issues of common interest and to explore in advance ways of cooperating together. Newry Mourne and Down Council has one of its strategic objects, the empowerment and improvement of the capacity of our communities, and there's no doubt that education is a key to achieving this objective. Our council is extremely proud of our excellent primary, secondary and regional colleges and the dedicated teachers who work in them to improve the prospects of our children and our young people. And just yesterday there was a cross-border jobs fair here. There are actually 50 different exhibitors with 500 jobs on offer. And one of the local business entrepreneurs has had announced 1,000 new jobs for Newry as well. So there's a lot to offer for people coming out of school with obviously the right qualifications. And I know, having spent a number of years in the Abbey myself, I didn't get any formal qualifications. I didn't go to university, but I did okay. But it's important and I preach to my children and now my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, would you believe? I have a great-grandchild. It's important that you get your education because it's easy to carry. You put your certificate in your back pocket and you can carry it anywhere. As a cross-border council, we in Newry Mourne and Down are particularly mindful of Brexit and its potential implications across many sectors of our lives. SCOTENS is an excellent example of the positive impact of collaborative working, and organisations such as yours are vital to ensuring the continuation of cross-border cooperation. This cooperation has always been vital and it will become more evident and more important over the next few years, and we don't know what's in front of us. So please enjoy your time. Do some sightseeing if at all possible. There are a number of key infrastructure items in our district now. We have a new leisure centre. We have our town hall recently renovated. For those of you who don't know Newry, it's built over the Clanry River. It's the border between the two counties, Armagh and Down. A lot of rivalry between us. We meet again in the football championship in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm a Down supporter. There you go. Please enjoy your time. Enjoy, if you get a chance, to visit the areas of outstanding natural beauty, the Mourns, Slieve Gullion and Lochiel, plus numerous blue flag beaches. I hope your conference is successful and productive, and wish you all continuing success going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Charlie, for that introduction and for opening the conference for us in that way and saying how important education is. And we all know it in so many ways, but the way you put it, you can put it in your pocket and take it anywhere. The reality of education shaping us so fundamentally. And in a way, that's part of the theme of this year's conference. Because we, as a committee, those of us who sit around and think of what is a pertinent issue, what is of the moment, what are the kind of controversial, difficult issues that are facing education and teacher education in particular at this point. And the theme we have for this year is probably something that is exercising us for many years. But just to give you a flavour of some of the questions we were pondering in the committee before we came up with this particular title, we were asking ourselves, how is education, including teacher education, a common good? How is it a public good? What are the threats to education as a common good? And how are teaching and teacher education positioned as a common or a public good or public value? Does public control of education matter? And what would count as public control of education? Do practices, some very specific things like, do practices of institutional ranking militate against or enhance the quality of teacher education? Those kinds of questions were exercising us. And in a way, those questions bring us back to the fundamental mission of SCOTENS. And SCOTENS is very much about collaboration and sharing across borders, contesting issues, discussing our similarities and our differences, debating them, and a kind of collegial inquiry all the while. And that's what the SCOTENS conference, the annual event, is really about that. It's kind of a collective inquiry about the things that matter to us, especially in relation to teacher education. And in that regard, I might just mention that this evening we will have the products of some of that collaboration being presented in the reports and the research reports, one of which is the inauguration of the John Coulihan Award later on this evening. So we look forward to that. The 2 days, it's really two short days of a conference, involve all kinds of invited presenters. We try to pack in as many invitations as we can of people who are doing interesting work, who are thinking deeply about elements that pertain to the theme. So in that regard, we have our lineup of speakers. Right now, I'm just going to introduce our first keynote speaker of the event. And that is Dr. Maeve O'Brien, who is Associate Professor in Sociology in Dublin City University. Maeve is also the head of the School of Development at DCU's Institute of Education. Maeve's own expertise and interest very much in the area of inequality, educational inequality and professional praxis, and the importance of well-being, care and social justice in education. We know from her work she is provocative, she's challenging, and she's inspirational. And we're very much looking forward to her talk, which is entitled Education as a Common Good, The Role of Teacher Education from a Critical Human Development Perspective. And on that, before she comes to the podium, I might mention a recent important work, a report that she did for the NCCA, which is really offering a conceptual framework which will accompany the well-being second-level guidelines that the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment has produced in the South. And several chapters in that report pertain to her area of interest, her major focus in her career, really, of well-being and social justice. And so with that, I'm going to invite you to the podium, and we look forward to your presentation, Maeve. And at the end, if there's a bit of time, we may take some questions, if there's time.